Today, we're going to go over four reasons why I'm one of the most qualified people to help you with your neck and back pain. These reasons are going to explain how I know how you feel, why I know how you feel, what I've done about it, what I've done for thousands of people, and what I can help you do about it to feel better and not only get back to your life, but live your best life. I'm also going to give you three ways that I can help you. They're all simple, easy, and if you apply any of them, you'll be back on the road to better health, feeling better, and living a more active life. So here we go. Reason number one, when I was growing up, I was a fitness fanatic. My mom exercised, my dad exercised, my mom still works out every morning, my dad plays basketball 4 days a week and still works out 3 days a week, even now, even today. And I started exercising with my mom. I would go to aerobics with my mom. I would run with my dad, play basketball with my dad. I would play sports with my friends. Wasn't too good at too many sports. I enjoyed basketball. But once I started exercising to get stronger for sports, I started really enjoying exercise. And I was exercising and getting stronger and stronger and stronger and working out. And I thought because I had muscles and because I was in shape and because I could run forever, that I was healthy and doing everything I could for my health. What I didn't realize is underneath all that, there's a spine that all my muscles go on top of, and I had no idea how to take care of that. I didn't have flexibility and I didn't have spine health. So while I was doing all my activity, I wasn't only irritating my spine, but because my spine was stuck or out of alignment, I was actually wearing it out faster with all the activity I was doing. So I know how you feel, because I was in severe pain for a whole year. I had to stop doing everything in my life. All my activity stopped, all my exercise stopped, and my pain caused me to just sit there and not even be able to take a walk or exercise or breathe or cough or sneeze without being in excruciating pain. That excruciating pain taught me how to do everything, how to lift, how to brush my teeth, not lift weights, but just lift myself up out of a chair or lift a plate to put it on a table. So it was excruciating pain that I was living with for that entire year. And it's all those things that I learned while I was in pain that I help people with today while they're in pain to get back on track. But let's get back to the story. How I know how you feel is because I was in severe pain, not only once, but for two major, major episodes in my life. Why I know that is because I was destroying my spine and didn't realize it. And for a lot of people that come in, that is the same reason why they are in pain. They felt good their whole life. They just leaned over to do something and all of a sudden they have excruciating pain. For other people, it may be little by little, a tightness here, a tightness there. It gets better for a week or two, but then the pain comes back and it gets worse and worse, sometimes with very, very bad episodes. And that why may be the same why for you. Your joints could be out of alignment. A joint could be stuck from traumas you had earlier on. And instead of all your activity going towards your body being healthier, it's going towards your spine actually degenerating or the disc degenerating or just them producing enough irritation to irritate the nerve to stop your life. We know what that nerve pain is like, whether it be in one area or whether it be going down your leg or down your arm. So the reason I know how you feel and why you feel that way is because I was in excruciating pain for a year. And the reason why was because I was destroying my spine, which is the case for many people, which makes me very qualified to understand how and why you feel how you do. I relied on everything I already knew to try to get better. I relied on exercising. I relied on strengthening the core. I relied on flexibility. I relied on the exercises that made me strong in the first place. I thought if I could just get back to them and make my back strong, it would get better. But it kept getting worse. And it got so bad that in my 20s, right around 25, I actually went and had spine surgery. The surgery was great. I felt the pressure come off immediately. I remember walking around the next morning. It felt like I was punched 50 times in the back. It was sore and tender like a big bruise, but the pain wasn't into my back and into the back of the leg anymore. So I started to walk around a little bit and I had some hope. But as I got back to my life, the thing I realized was the surgery cut away the damage, but it didn't teach me how to restore alignment, keep my back healthy and get it healthy, so that the way I was living my life wasn't continuing to destroy my spine anymore. But because I didn't know that, the spine surgery cut away the damage, but without knowing how to restore health and keep my back healthy, the pain came back within 2 years. And that happens for so many people. When they get the surgery done, they think that takes care of the back problem. It took care of the damage, but it didn't restore health or stop the problem that caused the damage in the first place. And as a result, for many people, I think the number is 80% of the people, within 5 years, the pain comes back. Fortunately, at that point, I had gotten to chiropractic school where I learned how to add joint health, spine health, posture, and alignment to my fitness routine. So I had the exercise part, I got to chiropractic school, learned the spine part, and started to add more the flexibility part. And as a result of being there, brought me to point number four. Point number four is, for over 20 years, I've been using what I've learned from my fitness routine, from chiropractic school, from flexibility, from taking yoga, from using foam rollers, trigger sticks, inversion therapy, spinal hygiene every morning, exercises to promote spine and core health and posture and protect my spine and create the greatest pathway possible for my brain and nerves to go through, not only so that I don't have to experience pain anymore, but so that the most health and life possible gets from my brain to my body, and that the messages from my body can get to my brain so that I am working at its highest level. Healing and repairing my body at all times happens through my nervous system. And obviously there's providing the nourishment to it that helps the nervous system do everything that it does, and the nervous system does do everything. Seeing, hearing, taste, digesting food, moving the arms, moving the legs, and the smoke alarm that's in place, tightness and pain, doesn't go off when that pathway stays clear. So getting my spine as healthy as possible, the muscles as healthy as possible, and my body as flexible as possible has been something I've been working on for 20 years. And every year, as I get a new version of my body, a healthier version of my body, I've been more active than I've been each and every year since I started putting all these things together. I don't just do this for myself, I do it for other people all day long. Hundreds and hundreds of people, maybe even thousands of people at this point, have been getting their health back to their back, their neck, and as a result, making a clearer path for the nerves to get to the body, taking the pain away because there's no more irritation to the nervous system, but even better, producing better healing and repair so that the body can regenerate the damage that we're causing it all the time at the greatest rate possible. Because it's not just the fact that our body's going to break down, it's also its ability to heal and repair. When you talk about a tire on a car, if the alignment's off, the faster you drive, the faster the tire is going to wear down. And if you get the alignment back, that tire is still going to start at the spot that it's at. Our body's a little different. We may have some things we need to deal with if we let damage go too long. However, if our body's healing and repairing and we found a way to restore alignment and muscle health and posture, all of a sudden, not only does that damage start to diminish because now our body's working properly and the things that we're doing that were making us weak can now be making us strong again, but over time and with consistency, our body has the ability to heal and repair and restore whatever health it's capable of restoring. So keeping the body in that state is very, very important. So with that, over those years, I have a book. It's called The Health Equation. It started out with Winning Moments, which is a book that shows us how all our daily habits, we can use them for better health instead of to break us down. It's broken down, hours 0 to 10, how to get up, how to do a morning routine, how to put your shoes on, how to get in and out of the shower, how to put a wallet in your pocket so it doesn't throw off your hips, designing your workplace, designing your home, how to finish your day strong and unwind the stress that you had from the day, home remedies. That's all these different things through these chapters. Then the next book is Health is Practically Free. Don't wait until it costs you everything. That's a chapter on how life works, how the nervous system works, how it heals and repairs your body, how to maximize that, the things you need to take in, water, air, and food to make sure you're feeding that thing, the nervous system, and your body, the things that promote health, how to have movement in your life. Movement is the number one fuel source for the brain. It keeps your joint healthy and your body healthy if you have alignment and if you're doing it properly. How to get rest, positivity, and all the foundations of health. The Health Equation puts all these things together at the very beginning and shows us the power of daily habits, normal versus advanced aging, How does health become as important as we say it is? How the health equation works, how to make less stress in your life and promote more healing so that you get well faster, stay well longer, and enjoy your health for your entire lifetime. How to get from where you are to where you want to go, Dr. You, and foundational principles, how to keep health simple. I also wanted to talk about three ways I could help you right now. One of them, you can go to my blog at drjohnfresh.com. Sign up for the blog and you will get a free 4 days to a better back webinar series. You will also get simple ways to solve neck and back problems, a chapter that's a sample chapter from my health equation book, and you will get updated on blogs as I release them, all things health, how to stay younger, how to feel younger. And you do that by getting healthy and staying healthy. That's the best way to always feel as young as you're able to feel and be as active as your body is capable of being, not only now, but throughout your entire life. Number two, there's also an opportunity where you can have a free 15-minute call with me. In that call, we'll go over where you're at, where you want to go, and what next steps can you do to get there. That's available for you on my website at drjohnfresh.com. Click any of the buttons that say schedule a free call. Third, you're welcome to order the Health Equation book on Amazon. Type in the Health Equation, Dr. John Fresh. The book will come up and you can order it right to your house. And it has everything you need, the complete manual of over 20 years of how fitness, health, spine health, rest, positivity, and all the other things in the book that promote health, healing, and a better life. These concepts that are time proven over thousands of years with thousands of people will take you from where you are to where you want to go. They're the foundational principles of how health works. It doesn't matter what age you are, what stage you are in life, or what you're going through. These are principles that always produce better health. Glass of water will always produce better health, no matter who you are or where you are in life. Movement in any way, shape, or form, depending on where you are at in your life, is going to promote better health. Positivity will promote better health. Better nerve flow will promote better health. And this book will show you how to do all those things. And also, you'll always be available to email me any questions you have. So that's a little bit about my story. That's a little bit about why I feel I am very qualified to be a person that can help you get from where you are to where you want to go, to feel younger, to live an active life, to keep your parts as healthy as possible so you can enjoy your health now throughout your entire life, teach those things to your kids, and pass on a legacy of health that'll last generations.